What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Who's right, who's wrong? Which show was right, which show was wrong about the performance of Dylan Gabriel? It has taken off. It's gone nuts. We said fair. Is that our official word for it for us?
Yeah.
Official show stance, fair? All of us in agreement.
All variations of, all right.
Fair. Do we all believe that Shedeur Sanders was better in his performance against Carolina? We go to Anthony Lima.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Owen Lottman.
I thought he was much more impressive.
Mitch, you there? Okay, he says yes. I say yes as well. So official show stance, we believe Shedeur was better. But, and I'm going to put you on a spot here. I want to line up those two clips real quick, and then we're going to go to these phones here. Because we do have a difference of opinion. And I do think both can be accused. And certainly, hey, we throw stones because you could certainly throw stones at us. Nick, Jonathan, Jake, go right on ahead, guys. But I think there's a little bit of revisionist history here. Here is Nick and Jonathan on the interception, the pick six of Dylan Gabriel.
I thought Dylan Gabriel was fine on Saturday. And then I heard the analysis both on the broadcast. Joe Thomas had some very complimentary things to say. Nathan, at the end of the game, had some very nice things to say. Our morning show had some very nice things to say.
Yeah.
And it was left me thinking, like...
Did we watch the same thing?
Like, huh? Shedeur led three scoring drives and passed for two touchdowns. Not a perfect game, by the way. But in his bounty of work, never came close to a turnover. And everyone who said that last Monday was accused of going over and above in like deference to Shedeur. And then today I saw a quarterback in Dylan Gabriel who had two considerable turnovers, which I believe to be his fault exactly. It was bad ball placement from Dylan. It really wasn't on Pierre Strong. And then that throw was just Dylan getting stubborn and doing the thing he's not supposed to do. He's got the supercomputer, right? The super processor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment where he's supposed to shine and just throw the ball away.
I see what they say. I think that it was, I mean, you got two guys standing right there. You threw it at him. Guy made a great play on the ball. Their second round pick from Texas. His name is Skate Makuba. He made a great play on the ball. Took off with it. 75-yard pick six. I got Deontay Johnson accidentally standing right next to Blake Whitehart.
You got Deontay Johnson getting cut. If you want to see what getting cut looks like, it's that visual right there.
Well, I thought for sure, because we're so desperate for anybody, I thought he might be a shoo-in to make the team. Zach said, ooh, no. And Nathan and Joe aren't going to rip the guy on their own broadcast for crying out loud, so that wasn't going to happen. And I think us, I'll tell you this.
Since then, Dan Orlovsky went over the tape, said it wasn't his fault. Coach Riz, right? He went and looked at the tape, said it wasn't his fault.
Lance Risland, yeah.
And, I I'm not X's and O football guy, but... You know, part of being a quarterback isn't just, hey, a guy's open, now throw the football. Part of it is, hey, this is where the play is supposed to go. Let's throw the football where we have anticipation, maybe some chemistry that we think is building.
I mean, even if you got two guys standing there, you expect it to bounce off of one of their arms, not go right into the arms of the cornerback.
I think the last thing you expect is neither of the targets that are right next to the football to look at the football and go after the football or try to break up a potential turnover that cost your team six.
But a turnover, and even though I disagree with the never came close to a turnover statement that Nick had said about Shedeur, where I like Shador's play better. You know, I always have to couch that, by the way. You notice how that works? Because I think some
just
of us
just to make
have,
sure people hear the whole thing.
Well, because I think some of us have gotten used to the pressure that's on. And I think maybe that's why we went a little bit overboard a couple weeks ago. Fair. Guilty as charged as well. But when he says never came close to a turnover, nearly got picked off by the middle linebacker there, if I'm not mistaken. But here's Jake on the other side of that where this, I got to say, there's one spot in particular I really disagree with Jake on overtime with Jake Volnick.
Fans use an evaluation, which in a lot of ways is the eye test, and just seeing, all right, well, was Shedeur, did he impress me more? Did I watch it and go, that's an NFL quarterback compared to watching Dylan play? And I think if you use that evaluation, Shedeur looked better. It's like, okay, he's making plays out of nothing. He's putting the ball on the money. He didn't turn the ball over. All those things worked. But I think the way that you know, NFL teams and the Browns specifically might evaluate a quarterback. Yeah, I think there was a lot more things to look at from Dylan to say this was cleaner football. But yes, the pick six, the turnovers, that aside, which I get, I'm not just throwing those away, but like you put those moments aside of, okay, a bad decision to throw the football and a miscommunication or a misstep from you on a handoff to Pierre Strong. He operated very quickly, which I thought Shador did too. Made good throws and eliminated a lot of the question mark plays that Shador had brought up on tape and Shador has consistently brought up on tape throughout his career. Like, when we hear Kevin talk, I mean, go back to last year. This is not a new philosophy that is just, this is what Kevin's applying for this season.
So I hear Jake, and when he says cleaner, I totally disagree with that. That's as dirty as you can get, fumbling handoffs. The questionable plays, if I were 100% in the Shador camp, like some of the Shador folks, I would knock that right away and say, well, I mean, Dylan Gabriel has played with the best of the best over the last 4 years, 3 years at least of his college career. Colorado, yes, you had Travis Hunter. It's debatable about whether or not he was a wide receiver or a cornerback and which one you would really play him at. But he's a very, 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 very good player. So we'll go with Travis Hunter there. Joe Horn Jr. was a very good wide receiver as well. There were a lot of guys that were transitioning into school by the time fall came around. And you also start off with a talent deficit where you started off taking over a 1-11 football team. Oklahoma and Oregon were in much better situations. Okay? But I'm not here to go over the past like a lot of us do. I don't need to look to the future.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And as I look to the future, I can only go back to the last 2 weeks. Shador versus Carolina, Dylan Gabriel versus the Eagles. The Eagles are a better all-around franchise than what you have with the Carolina Panthers. Okay, you can mix that in. But damn it, still, I would take Shador's performance over Dylan Gabriel's performance. I think it's only fair to say. If we're all trying to be fair, the whole room. Owen don't see it through Brown's colored glasses. He ain't no excitable boy like me. You don't see it certainly like me. Whole room says that. Let's go to you guys. Which show was right? Which show was wrong? John in Cleveland. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Doing well, John. Go right on ahead.
So before I start, I haven't been able to listen in to you guys for a few months. I had moved out of town. Mama, you're a family man now?
Oh, yeah.
A few months. That's like 3 years.
Twilight Zone?
Things have changed.
Yeah, he's got kids and all, man.
I know. I was listening yesterday because I moved back and I got a day job. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got to watch Shador play at Colorado. I'm 34. I did not get to see Deion play. I can't believe this is a debate. We were blessed to get him in the fifth round, especially with that contract with Deshaun. This is a chance for us to turn this thing around. I'm not going to knock Dylan because I don't know much about him. But what I will say is that Shador's first touchdown in the league is in triple coverage. And he did that in college consistently. This should not be a debate.
John, because you just hit on it right there. This is what I have to fight. Because he may play later on this year, and he may show he has none of it, okay? We're not out of the woods with Shador Sanders, right? But I have to be willing to see that, John, because I feel the same way you do. I feel that this could be somebody dumped into our lap, and I'm going to be hopeful for him because I think he has a much higher ceiling than Dylan Gabriel. So if I think that, I'm hoping that we can find some way to luck into digging ourselves out of this hole that we've got into with the Deshaun Watson contract. I would love it to be that way. But I don't want by the time like early November comes around or late October, I don't want to be sitting there denying the truth because I'm so desperate to get ourselves out of the hell that we've dug for ourselves.
We have so much to do. I'm perfectly fine with Flacco starting. Let him sit. Let him learn. But I'm with you. The ceiling is much higher. And my heart was in my stomach. I thought the Steelers were going to take him after we didn't. Mm. So the fact that we still got him, I listen. Let Flacco start, let him learn, and let's get this thing going.
John, thank you very much for the call. Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Demos.
Good morning. So, as you guys know, I've stated on the air, I like both these young quarterbacks. And I honestly, when you ask who's right, which show, neither one of you are right yet, because the sample size isn't big enough. Ken, you just brought up the whole notion that the Eagles' second string defense might be better than Carolina's starting.
I would imagine they are.
So,
but there wasn't. It wasn't all starters. There was a handful.
No,
but
I get
fine.
It. No, I get it. I'm just generally speaking.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, though, that for these two guys to have shown what we have, everybody should be optimistic and not worry about, you know, like who's going to come out on top. The best player is going to come out on top, and it's too soon to tell. So my biggest concern right now is getting Kenny Pickett on the field so we can get him as proper trade bait that he really is. Because that was the whole reason why when they picked Shador, I knew that's what was going to happen. So let's get Kenny Pickett out there and get something fifth or higher for him.
Well, I think by this time here, Demos, I think it's more realistic to maybe look at him maybe starting the season on the IR. I mean, we'll find out more later today. Maybe I'll be wrong. Hopefully I am, but damn it.
No, that way we can keep him on the roster, right, if he's on the IR.
Yeah.
So, but I don't want him.
Demos, it's so abrupt. I don't want him. I don't want him here. That's fair. 216-474-0092. Brent in Virginia, you're next up on the Fan. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. Go ahead, Brent.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi.
It all depends on, between Gabriel and Sanders. It all depends on what you want out of a quarterback. For what I saw looking at both games and evaluating, and it wasn't that I was trying to look for mistakes. I was trying to look at the general characteristics of each player. Do you want a person who guns the ball downfield and forces it in, or do you want someone who likes to float it in and makes catching a ball like a bread basket case, like the one-handed catch that was done with Sanders? And so doing those plays, when I looked at them, I saw how do they evaluate getting out of trouble when trouble presented itself in blitz situations. Mm-hmm. And it appeared that Sanders was the better version of it, almost mimicking, I would say, Elway, if I had done a comparison. I don't want to say anything as far as, you know, putting Watson into comparison regarding with Gabriel, because I was seeing too much happy feet, too much rushing to where he was trying to impress with speed and force accuracy. So that's what I take out of it.
All right, so. Brent, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, even
an
going back
Elway
to what,
comparison.
Even go, oh, that's strong. Even going back to what Demos was saying, it is unfair. That's the only thing I have to go on. I can go off of one half and a little bit of Shador Sanders. I can go off of one half of Dylan Gabriel. That's all I have to go on with these guys. And I think that's probably going to be it until, obviously, that's going to be it.
Because
if Kenny can play, Kenny will probably play.
Well, did you read
a
into
full second
okay,
half?
I saw some people, by the way, reading into, because you're talking
three
about
quarters.
Yeah, you're talking about that game. I thought it was interesting. Some people mentioned that it was only posted in that press release week one, the week one starter. Did you read anything into that? I didn't.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.